It's your 7:30 second date update. It's our way of helping you out during your dating life when you think things are going well. You're expecting at least a second date. You go, the first one was fine, and you just don't get that call back. All of a sudden, you're blocked, you're ghosted, and you just need some closure. That's where we help you out. You can message us, you can DM us, email us, and we will help you like we're doing for Anthony. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
You tell us, man. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm glad I got a hold of you because I'm trying to track down someone. Her name's Kathleen.
Okay.
And we met online, and for the next 2 months, we really only talked by text, a little bit by phone. And she's really, really into her job, which I'm fine with. I'm totally fine with that. But, you know, I'm not trying to get in the way of her job or anything. But when I would throw out an idea for a date, she would say, oh, I have work or I have to run errands. And I kind of thought she was blowing me off, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then she would text me randomly and check in. She would text me over and over again. I'm like, okay, she's not ghosting me.
It almost sounds like, remember that term we learned, guys, submarining?
Yeah.
Where you come up from time to time and then you
look around,
yeah,
disappear.
Like, that's what it kind of sounds like.
Okay.
She just wanted to make sure you're still around.
Yeah, maybe. I didn't know what was up, right? So
yeah.
I said, okay, well, why don't we run some errands together? You know, grab a quick coffee together.
Yeah.
And she agreed. And it was actually a great date. It was fun. And I was afraid it was going to be a bust, but she, you know, she was going to be looking at her phone all the time, busy with the work stuff, but she didn't, none of that. I mean, she didn't even talk about work, which was really cool. And it said, like, okay, she can separate the two things.
Yeah.
We were joking, and we had a really good time. So I want a second date.
Okay, so you say, look, our quick date worked fine, and I got to be honest, I just think she's probably just one of those she's focused on her career, and you know, if it works out, she'll hang out with you. But outside of that, she's going to blow you off time and time again. Yeah, she's climbing that corporate ladder. But if you want, we can try to call Kathleen and we can ask her why she's not calling you back.
Yeah, that would be great if you can.
John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
It's your 7:30 second date update, trying to help out Anthony, who went out on a date with Kathleen after months of pursuing her. They both met online, but it seems like every time he was trying to ask her out, she was busy with work or running errands. And finally, he's like, I'll go on errands with you. Let's just let's just see if this works or not. And she finally agreed. And he said it was a great date. She was totally focused and into it. Wasn't like just looking at her phone or anything like that. Anthony, did I get all that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, cool, man. I'm going to pick up with Kathleen. We did try her down. Just kind of listen in. Don't say anything, and let's see how it goes. Okay.
Got it. Let's do it.
Cool. Hey, Kathleen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. So I'm John and Jackson and Monroe. They're all in the studio with me. We're over here on Mix 105.1. You got a few minutes for us to just talk and record?
I'm pretty busy, but if you can make it quick, sure.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. We're calling because we help up people who've gone out on dates, and they kind of thought it was good enough at least for a second date. And you actually recently went out with Anthony. And he's like, man, it was a good day. Like, I at least expected something to happen.
Oh, gosh. Anthony's a jerk.
Ooh.
That's so strange because we just talked with him and he seemed nice and good and he liked you. And can you maybe walk us through why he's such a jerk?
Well, he mocked my career. He was condescending. He rolled his eyes. He was totally immature. It was such a turnoff.
He sounded so nice.
I know. And he mentioned that you're really focused on your career. Can I ask what you do?
I'm a marketing manager.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. You're not a marketing manager. You're a social media person.
Hold on a second. Kathleen, Anthony is, he's been listening in. He's the one who, you know, asked us to call you. Are we arguing about titles here? I'm sorry. So, Anthony, you're saying, what is Kathleen?
Well, you said you're a social media person. You're not a marketing manager.
They put manager in my title. It's my title now. It's my job to protect the brands that I work with 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Your job is to tweet from time to time. I mean, we talked about this, right? I mean,
are you kidding?
Look at him.
Are you guys seeing why
CEO
I think
or something?
Jerk.
Not an Instagram poster.
He's totally making fun of me.
Is it a miscommunication of position? Is that what the issue is here? Or is it more than that?
Regardless of what her position is or what she does, he is talking to her right now.
Look, I decide what people see. I decide what people do with their lives. I should be called puppet master. I am creating the picture that you want and you shape your lives by.
for the second date, what do you guys think? Like, obviously, we got off on a bad start here on this phone call. Obviously, we got off on a bad start on the first date. What about another date where we pay for it, and now we know, like, what everyone does. We know everyone's kind of feelings, and we move forward. Like, Anthony, is this something you're interested in?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like a second date. I hope that person I'm dating doesn't take themselves that seriously. Like, come on. You know, call a spade.
Dude, I have no interest in a second date. How about a spade, a jerk is a jerk.